From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The event billed as the Super Bowl of cattle shows is underway this week in Denver. It comes less than a month after the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a case of mad cow disease in Washington state. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the news hasn't spoiled the fun, but it does make some folks nervous.
The National Western Stock Show is part carnival, rodeo, and trade show. But the main reason a lot of ranchers come here is to buy a new bull for breeding. Organizers say the Washington case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, hasn't affected attendance this year. You'll still find plenty of people who've brought their prize-winning animals, hoping to win first place in national competition. This cow just spent more than an hour being clipped, washed, blow-dried, combed, and hairsprayed, and doesn't seem too pleased with her makeover. Over in the preparation area, rancher Linda Bergman from Sonoma, California, watches as people primp their animals. She's worried about the future of the beef industry. She says television news outlets aren't helping assure the public beef is safe to eat.
For instance, the picture of the cow who's stumbling and falling down, that picture is, 10 years old, and they keep showing the same horrible picture on the television over and over and over again, and it's not, representative of what's really happening.
Bergman's concerns were echoed by other ranchers who attended a mad cow discussion forum at the stock show. Their politicians and beef industry representatives sought to calm fears about mad cow disease.
There certainly are a lot of other diseases out there more threatening to public health than BSE.
Colorado Senator Wayne Allard was among those who addressed a crowd of ranchers. There are no double-breasted suits here. Pressed blue jeans, bolo ties, and cowboy hats are the uniform of choice. But make no mistake, these are serious business people who are fighting to save their industry. Panel members talked about efforts to reopen export markets closed after the Washington case. They said a top priority is to implement a national animal tracking program so future outbreaks could be contained quickly. Senator Allard told the crowd the government is putting new regulations in place to assuage the concerns of wary consumers.
And I want to just remind you of this, that beef, it's still what's for dinner. Thank you very much.
So far, domestic beef sales have remained stable, but the panel said the challenge of maintaining consumer confidence isn't over. The beef industry's practices are now under increasing scrutiny. The government is expected to ban feeding chicken litter to cows, but there's a lot of resistance in the industry to barring practices such as nursing dairy calves on blood instead of cow's milk, something dairy officials contend is scientifically defensible, but may not pass the public's yuck test. After the meeting, Bob Ralston with the Colorado Livestock Association says the beef industry is ready to respond.
The thing that we're concerned about now is just making sure that all of this that we do is based on sound science and not just conjecture or, wild emotion.
On the trade show floor, Kansas rancher and veterinarian Don Coover is manning a booth for his company that sells vials of frozen bull semen. He's also worried people will stop eating beef.
It's unfortunate that people read the worst into it, and I think people should be concerned. I'm concerned too. But the system really has worked very, very well. The FDA should be commended, producers should be commended, they're cooperating well. It's not a big deal, really.
In the next booth over, Paul Tower repeats the mantra.
The main thing to remember is we did catch it with the safeguards we've got. And I have no fear at all as far as the food supply in this country.
But even he understands that may not be enough to convince everyone. And what happens over the next few months could determine the future of the beef industry in the U.S. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.